Hello and welcome to FEC Talk. This is Tim with FECTalk.com, and this is the podcast that brings you everything you need to know about the exciting world of family entertainment. Join us as we explore the latest trends and innovations in redemption games, merchandisers, laser tag, bowling, virtual reality, and other attractions. We take a deep dive into the world of family entertainment centers, bowling alleys, skate rinks, water parks, and other venues, providing expert insights into the industry news, interviews with professionals, and in-depth reviews of the latest products. Whether you're an operator looking for the next great piece to put on the streets, in your bars and pizzerias, or if you're a FEC owner looking for the greatest redemption games, FEC Talk is your go-to resource for everything related to the amusement and entertainment industry. So let's get started and explore the exciting world of family entertainment. All right, today we got Terry Riddell, the inventor of Jet Hoops and Jet Pong, and he's going to talk about a new version of Jet Pong.
Correct.
And welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Tim. It's great to be back here again, and actually in person, too.
Yes.
Not just over the phone.
Right. So
this is a good thing.
Yeah, a lot better quality, I'm sure.
For sure, yeah.
So tell me about the new iteration of Jet Pong. Now, tell us about Jet Pong first, for people that don't know.
Yeah, so Jet Pong is a beer pong game with no beer.
Yes.
So basically what happens is you have two players, a green and a red. The green player presses a green button, and a ball will float out of the table and elevate there.
Yes,
stay
I
elevated.
Saw it. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's really kind of cool. And you can actually adjust how high that goes based on the voltage that you have in your panel. So if it's 12 volts, you'll get a certain height. If it's 12 and a half, you'll get a little higher. So
sure.
But the idea is that the green player would grab that ball and toss it into the red solo cups. And whatever cup that green player makes, that light would shut off on that cup. And it would indicate on the screen, on the back video screen, and on the HMI touchscreen, what cup that green player made. Then it's red's turn. Red presses their button, ball floats, red gets to now throw, and it records which cups red makes. And so they go back and forth, they get 10 balls each to try and get 10 cups, and they're alternating until the game is finished, and it always shows which cups you've made. Now, getting the first three or four cups in, that's a breeze, right? But it's when you start getting to the fifth and the sixth becomes a big challenge.
Diminishing returns.
Exactly, because right. You've already got some of those cups. So a lot of times you're throwing and you're hitting the same cup you've already made. And so those cups would be grayed out because there's no LED lights shining underneath the cups. And these are real red solo cups. So we actually got endorsed by Beer Pong Canada because this table is an official size table.
So it's 100% regulation.
Exactly. It meets all the tournament regulations as far as height and width and length. And the red solo cups, the original red solo cups you'd have in a real beer pong tournament. The only thing it doesn't meet is beer in the cups.
Understood.
And so what we do is we put the beer in the beer holders.
Sure.
And that helps a lot of municipalities because in Canada, there's a lot of municipalities that say, we don't want beer pong. Real beer pong in the arcades and the bars because you're making forcing people to drink.
Yes.
Right? So there's regulations in a lot of different areas where you've got to not allow that to happen. So there a lot of beer pongers have to put water in the cups. So it's not really that fun for them. So Jet Pong solves that problem. You can still have a bar arcade. Still go to the bar and grab a beer, a craft beer, whatever
sure.
It may be, and put it in the beverage holders on our game. And two players are playing side by side. In real beer pong, they're playing on the opposite side, so it's kind of impersonal. Whereas in Jet Pong, they're side by side. You can kind of nudge your partner, your friend,
high five, whatever.
High five, you know, and you can kind of chat and talk and socialize. And that's what it's really all about, right?
Yeah.
It's making the experience a fun experience for everybody.
And memorable.
Yeah. So on top of that, Jet Pong also allows you to put advertising on. So while you're playing, the bar or the arcade, the Family Fun Center can put all their advertising on the table surface off a USB stick. So they just pop a USB stick and all these subliminal ads are playing while they're having fun.
Oh, suddenly I'm hungry for the wings, right?
There you go. I'm hungry for the wings and the pizza and all the other stuff. Yeah, exactly. So that's the basis for the Jet Pong coin version. So we came up with a party rental version. There are a lot of party rental guys out there. If you look up on the internet on Google Maps and you look for party rentals in every city, you'll find them. And they're renting out chairs and tables for weddings and bar mitzvahs and all kinds of things.
Tents and...
Yeah, tents.
Inflatables.
And you got inflatables. Yep. It's a big industry. So these guys want to do corporate events as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, around Christmas time, a lot of big corporations, they want some really cool games to play.
And no doubt.
Why not Jet Pong?
Why not?
Right?
So what is different about... Because I know Jet Pong... And Jet Pong is a game of, quote, beer pong without the beer.
Right.
What makes this iteration of it different?
Yeah, so this table has to be transportable.
Okay.
The coin version is a very heavy table. It almost takes two or three guys to lift this thing around.
Yeah.
Once it's in a fixed spot, it's there. But we wanted to make a transportable version. So what we did was we actually divided the 8-foot table into 2 4-foot pieces, and they bond together in the middle, and they've got clamps on the inside of the game that you can unclamp, disconnect some cables, and separate the two pieces into 2 4-foot sections, and roll them out on wheels. So the leg levelers down below, instead of 4 on a table like Jet Pong Coin, we actually have 8, 4 for each half.
Right.
And we would roll those two pieces into a cube van or whatever and deliver them to the location for wherever the party's going to be.
What about going through like a standard door?
Absolutely. It's only 2 feet wide.
Okay.
And the height is below the height of a door.
Okay, because I know that the standard Jet Pong is quite a bit taller than
the
door.
It is, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, very good. Then you're covering all the bases.
Covering all the bases.
All right.
That's it. So what we also did was we took some of the things like the LED lighting along the T-molding out so that if they ever did want to lift it with a forklift or something like that,
they're
not going to crush it or short it out or damage it.
Okay, very good.
So we just put nice chrome molding on the outside. And the other thing we did was we wanted to make sure that that thing would fit in an elevator.
Okay.
If you've got a corporate event and it's a, you know, 11th floor, a big corporate building, we want this thing to roll into an elevator. And that's why the two sections was so important. Okay. We also decided on that game to add some other games to it. So right now, when you're playing Jet Pong Coin, you're basically throwing into 10 cups and each cup is worth 1 point.
Right.
So we decided that we would add some extra games in here. I had actually spoken with the people at Beer Pong Canada about some ideas for other games, because there are side games in the beer pong world.
Sure.
And so we decided one of the games would be multiple points, where we would say the cups at the front are a little harder to hit,
mm-hmm.
so we're going to give you more points for that.
All right.
And the ones at the back, which you can kind of deflect off the back wall, are only worth 1 point. So the front one's worth 3, then you got your 2 points, and then you got some 1-pointers in there. So that we call that a multi-point game. Okay. We have a third game called Flashing Cup. And what happens is it's the hardest game of all. So if you are a true beer ponger, you would want to play this game, because what it does is it only flashes one cup at a time. You got to very specifically get that cup in, and once that cup's made, then another one will flash.
So you're chasing the light.
You're chasing
the light. And it's improving your beer pong skills.
Almost like whack-a-mole. You're familiar with whack-a-mole,
yeah,
right?
but you're doing it with skill.
You got it.
Yeah,
you've got
very
it.
Good.
It's like in darts, you know, when you buy a dartboard, there's more than one game to play on a dartboard.
Absolutely.
So why not on Jet Palm as well?
That's a great idea.
There you go.
That makes it an exciting product.
It sure does. And so we've also got another game called Ring of Fire, where you got to get the center cup, and then you got to get a couple of the lights cups around the outside rim.
Okay.
Okay. And then we have another cup game where you're going with a single point up until about your sixth or seventh throw. Once you get to your sixth or seventh throw, the remaining cups have multiple points.
Okay.
So if you're way behind, you're behind a score of say 7-4, 7-3, and you know there's no hope. Well, in these last three or four throws, now that you got multiple points, you could gain quite a bit and still win the game.
Very good.
Okay. So yeah, those are some of the games, and we are actually thinking now of adding some of those to the coin version. You know, back in the day when we used to play the Pac-Mans and the Space Invaders, when you reach certain levels, as if you got a certain score, it would allow you to go to the next level.
Right.
Right? And if you then got another level, it would take you to the next level. So I'm actually looking at adding that feature to the Jet Pong coin table. So it'll be very similar to the home, to the coin version,
mm-hmm.
but it would... you know, make it a little bit more challenging out there in the field in the arcade and amusement industry.
One of the things that I really, really like about game manufacturers, I like the ones that are like Team Play. I'm sure you've heard of Team Play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have a Goldfish Frenzy.
Mm-hmm.
What they did was they built this game and it was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had to have it. It was, you drop it, the little ball into the cups, and you get points. Well, a couple years later, they made their money on the game. They made another couple of games.
Yeah.
They made an upgrade for it.
There you go.
And that is huge.
Yeah.
And that speaks volumes to the people that buy, the end user.
Exactly. And that's kind of what we want to do with Jet Pong as well, is every few years just keep giving our customers upgrades and upgrades.
That would be awesome.
So it just gets better and better and better, you know.
That makes me excited, because that would be cool if you added some of these games to your coin one as well.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, there's nothing you can do about the weight of it, because it's going to be so full of quarters, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
because it's such a popular game.
Yeah, in fact, I had a customer call me last year sometime, and he said, Terry, you're not going to believe this, but my coin box filled up. And I said, well, how long did that take? He said, 2 days. I said, well, that's a good problem to have.
No doubt, right?
Yeah, so I'm pretty excited about the party rental. Also, the back screen on the party rental, there's a video screen. So let's say this is at a party, you haven't quite started into the games yet. You can actually, let's say it's a birthday party, so you can take a USB stick of the person that's having the party.
Oh yeah,
and you can put that in, and you can have pictures of them scrolling on this back page.
Even embarrassing ones, right?
Even embarrassing ones. That's it. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. And so they'll just scroll through before they start playing. Once you start playing, the back screen has got to show your cups and which cups you're making, right?
Very good, yeah.
But when it's sitting idle, yeah.
There you go. So does that game, when it's sitting idle, it'll lift a ball up too, right?
The... coin one does.
Yeah.
The coin one has an attract mode.
Okay.
That you can turn on. And what it does is when people walk away from the machine, they've played it and they're now going to the next machine, after 1 minute, a ball will float.
Yeah, see, that draws people.
It's just a huge magnet.
Yeah.
You know, every time we do a trade show, Tim.
It got me. I'll tell you, the first time I met you,
yeah.
You were showing this,
yeah,
it was like a prototype.
It was, yeah, that was way back.
I was just amazed by it, because the ball floating in there, it looks so cool.
Yeah, it was so cool.
Yeah,
yeah, but yeah, what we find is when we get those balls floating at a trade show, it's a magnet to draw people in, and people just want to start playing.
I see you working it nonstop.
Nonstop.
I walked by you probably 200 times during a show.
Yeah.
And you're just
nonstop trying to keep that ball floating.
All these people are just asking you questions. Yeah. They're amazed by it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I enjoy that. You know, I enjoy that one-on-one with customers that say, you know, Terry, this is a great game where it's earning well. You know, it may not be the top game in their location, but it's certainly not their bottom. You know, it's going to be somewhere good where they're happy. They're making their money back on their investment.
So another way to make money with your Jet Pong. So it's going to be about the same price point for this version of it.
Yeah, yeah, and that's because it plays multiple games. Mm-hmm. It also has to separate, so we've got some extra hardware in there for all of that, extra wheels and other things. Yeah. But I think party rental people are going to really love it, and their customers are going to love it, and I think it's going to be a big hit out there in the party rental business.
Yeah, I've been experimenting with that myself,
mm-hmm, sure.
Trying to rent pinballs and video games.
Sure.
And
So if somebody wants it for the weekend or something like that, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
For a big party or a stag or a wedding party or...
So if somebody's listening to our podcast right now and they just got to have this one for rental or even the original Jet Pong or the Jet Hoops.
Sure.
How do they buy it?
They basically just go to their distributor.
Okay, so if it's Betson, Schaefer, Moss,
the list goes on and on and on.
Okay.
You know, Valley Dynamo's been around a long time, and they've got a lot of distributors all over the world. So,
So, and that's another plus.
Yeah.
It's being manufactured by Valley Dynamo.
Yeah, a very strong company. They make the best of, some of the foosball tables they make are used in tournaments around the world. Tornado,
mm-hmm.
Their air hockey, you'll see them on television, the Dynamos.
Yeah.
You know, and they last a long time.
I own several of them.
There you go.
So.
Yeah, and they just keep making money for people. So, and that's what we want Jet Pong to do as well. We want Jet Pong to still, if you buy one today, we want it to still be around 20 years from now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think Dynamo is behind you 100% on that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, this was Terry Riddell, inventor of Jet Pong, Jet Hoops, and the new iteration of Jet Pong, which is a party rental version. That sounds very exciting. Thank you so much for being on the show, Terry.
We appreciate it. Look forward to the next one.
All right. This is Tim with FBC Talk, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for tuning in to FBC Talk. I really hope you enjoyed our exploration into the exciting world of the amusement and entertainment industry. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast for future episodes and stay up to date on the latest news and innovations in the family entertainment industry. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or you want to share something with the industry that we just got to know about, or you have a new product, new machine, new game, I'd love to hear all about it, and so would the listeners. Contact me at tim@fectalk.com, or you can get a hold of me on Facebook at FEC Operators or Amusement Operators. And then, until next time, keep having fun and creating enjoyable experiences for your guests and your coworkers. This is Tim with fectalk.com, signing out.